The Malcolm Go podcast. Proud to be an American. November 6, 2023. Just happy. Everyone got out and voted. Had their voices heard. Tyler in studio. Not in studio. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Tyler via webcam. KP, who knows? He might be loading up buses right now, for all I know. Sending them back home. Sending them back home. And who's that?
I'm back.
Here he is, hits the state, fresh out of the West Coast, fast and on scene. What's up, Snaker?
I've had the last 24 hours for me. I've been all go, haven't slept, just running on liberal tears,
keeping it 110,
hydrating myself on Tyler's on the tears of Tyler's copium. Brethren.
Copium, so much copium.
I thought I had a good bit at the ballot box. I walked in. They said, "Hey, do you know where to go?" I said, "Yep, it's my third time here today."
That's a good one. That's a great bit. Saugus goes heavy red, boys. A blowout. I knew it was going to be a heavy blowout from the Sachems this year. They
big,
had enough.
Big day for Saugus.
Yeah. They had all the Trumpers were out with their flags. Send them home. Send them home. Hey, what are you going to do? Hey, each their own, I say. Each their own. It's been an interesting day. I mean, I didn't think that. I mean, I came into that fairly confident that Trump was going to rout her. I don't know what anybody was watching where they thought that she had a chance. I will say this, and I was never a, okay, they stole the last one. I think everyone was just kind of bullshit, so everyone showed up. And then I looked at the stats of the last four elections, including this one. The Republicans have done, like, basically the same voting, maybe, you know, a little bit up, a little bit down, but around the same. It's like 70 million, whatever. And Democrats, for three out of the four, were at the same, like, the same level, like 73, 74. But just the last election, there was 81 million, and then Trump got, like, 75 million. They found, like, 20 million more votes last election, for both sides. It's just, it was an absolute clusterfuck. They 100% counted things more than once. And it's impossible to find 20 more people that voted just one time. Uh-oh. We might have lost Western Mass Snake.
I don't think anyone even really cared this time.
Oh, people care. People just hate his guts so bad. They just want him to not be there. They could be, I don't know. They just, yeah. I just think that they voted for Trump or hate Trump. There was no, I voted for Kamala. I tell you that.
I've been watching all day is mentally unstable people who care very much.
It is fun.
There's a pocket that is losing their mind.
Did you watch the lady shaving her head? Because that was maybe the craziest one I saw. She's like, she's from New York,
I dropped a wood knot on that.
A wood knot, yeah, absolutely a wood knot. I mean, she was a separate breed of human. She was like, she was doing stuff I had to look up. It was like this thing called like the four B's or four P's. It's like some South Korean feminist movement where you don't even talk to men or acknowledge that they exist. So that's what she was like. That's it. I'm starting the four B's. I was like, what the fuck's four B's? So I looked it up and this like just started in South Korea. The four things are four, like don't have sex, don't acknowledge men exist, don't speak to men. I was like, this is fucking crazy. And she just starts shaving her heads. I think I responded. I said, I responded. I was like, she couldn't figure out the clippers. So I was like, resisting the urge to mansplain how to use clippers to this lady. Can you imagine? That would send her so far over the edge.
Battle of her life with those things. She could not cut. Like, I didn't see. I quit watching the video. Cut.
Sorry. I missed it. That fucking something disconnected from my computer and I lost the last 2 seconds of what you said.
I watched it for 2 minutes before I shut it off. She hadn't cut one strand of hair. She just was in the battle of her life with the clippers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm as a bald man, I've been using clippers for a long time. I can tell you right now that homemade like buzzers for your husband aren't going to cut through your giant fucking long hair. You need like barber grade clippers, and she didn't have those. She had like wall off the shelf at Target clippers, the ones that I have that cut my 1 centimeter hair and barely. What in the world? Now somebody's talking through Alexa. There's nothing worse. There's this thing. So my thermostats have Alexa in them, and my daughter figured out that you could make announcements through it. So all you ever hear all fucking night is, Alexa, announcement? And you just hear the fucking something you get the last sentence of. It's like, Alexa, announcement, bubbly water? Fucking makes no sense. Be like, what the fuck do they want? The minute I find out how to shut those off, it's going to be the best day of my life. Side yesterday, boys. Anyway, did you notice any changes today? No rioting. No rioting in the city. I'll tell you that.
No. Boston's well, the fairly. Wrong. Boston's the other side won.
I know, but that's the ones you got to worry about. The Republicans win.
Oh, I think they both riot at this point. Well, people were like, oh, is Kamala going to, she hasn't called to thank him or congratulate him on his candidacy. It's like, well, I don't know. He kind of like told everyone to go into the Capitol for a minute there.
I wouldn't make such a big deal about it. Everyone's having a good time.
Hi. Typical Salem Tire.
Can you imagine?
The voice of reason on Malcolm Go Podcast.
You mean American Patriots? American Patriots was spilled?
I made a nice vote for a candidate that got what turned out to be 0.5%.
It's like Cornel West and his afro. I don't even know who else was there. Is Cornel
the
West.
Libertarian.
I went fucking Donald Wong right down the ballot. I mean, that man's not losing on my watch. I'll tell you that. I did everything Donald Wong told me, he says. Vote no on the tips. Did that. And then the other ones. Whatever Donald Wong says, I'm a good loyal sachem. Good loyal boy to the Kowloon.
Did Donald want the mushrooms?
He didn't mention the mushrooms. I can't imagine he did as a Republican. But I voted for it. I don't know. I don't care. Anything that helps your anxiety, I'm always for. I'm a pro anxiety medicine. You know, that's my
let the people
thing.
Do what they want to do.
Hey, listen, I didn't care about
that. My policy is anything that helps with anxiety. I'm on the Zoloft to keep from killing y'all. Okay. Right or wrong. I mean, I've watched a couple documentaries on the psychedelics, and I know for a fact, like even in those rooms that they put you in, where they like put you a blindfold on you and like rub your stomach. I know I would have an all time panic attack. Like you wouldn't even be able to control me. I'd be in the insane asylum by fucking, I don't know, probably not even into the first hour. Whenever they said psychedelics hit, like kick in, if it's like 2 hours or, you know, whatever, I like literally an hour and a half before that, I'd already be in a full blown panic attack. Before I'd be having a panic attack about the trip I'm supposed to have, which would just as I'm told, but in the psychedelic community, is not the way you want to go in. So I know that that's absolutely not for me. Like I know
I'd never come out of it either.
You just stay there. In a panic attack?
Yeah, I would be forever in an asylum.
Yeah.
There was a kid I went to high school with that took I don't know what he did. He tripped, but then he got like stuck in the trip for like 10 years. You ever hear about those people?
No, that's
it's like I don't know if it's true or if it's just like he's just a dumb person. Like it could have just been that.
It's something mechanical in your brain, because when I smoke weed, I feel like for 2 days I'm still high. It like takes first of all, I can't smoke weed like neat, as I say. Like if it's during the day, like if I was just by myself, couldn't do it. Like, I can't go completely sober to high. I can drink a little bit, get a little buzz, and then smoke weed, and then I might be okay. And that's like pushing it. But like if I'm completely stone cold sober, it's gotta be very close to bedtime. I have a very strict set of rules. It's very close to bedtime. Gotta be like in the dark, nobody around. And I still
the Wakantis across the border just a mess.
No, just a mental illness factor certainly playing into this. I mean, top to bottom.
Frankie tried to drink an energy drink the other day. He thought he liked it.
That's the best. Have you ever heard my greatest panic attack story? And this is second only to me literally being put into the asylum when they took my shoelaces during a horseshoe tournament. So this is second only to that. So this is so fucking not, I mean, this is not even a Patriots podcast anymore. That's why I call it the Tailgate Talk Pod. Because this is what we talk on the tailgate. We're at the tailgate, boys. So one time I, I just got shit faced. So you get, the next day you get anxiety, you're hungover and like just fucking dehydrated as shit.
Oh, the worst.
And you wait, you just like got that, like you're just on edge, like a fucking razor's edge. And all that time, like, unless I have like, it's such an alcoholic thought, but like if I don't have an alcoholic beverage in the next like 15 minutes, I'm literally going to have a panic attack and die. So I'm like in that, and it was my nephew's birthday. So we went over to my sister-in-law's house, and it was just my in-laws and nephews and shit like that. And they had just gotten the VR the first time, like the first one. I've never seen it. And they were playing it, and I was like, oh, I want to play this, but I'm so hungover. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to try it. Dad wasn't even putting two and two together. So whatever, I put it on, and I'm playing like one of like the built-in games that comes with it. It's like literally I was working in a 7-Eleven, like just using my hands and like putting candy bars on shelves. I mean, this is seriously the game. Like you're a robot, you got no lower body. People come in, want to buy like a candy bar. You give them the candy bar with, you pick it up, you drop it on the thing, you take their money, you put it in the cash register, and that's the whole game. And then all of a sudden, like I put the helmet off, and it was like leaving Showcase Cinemas, like when you're like, when you're fucking like, you know what I mean? Like you're, when you're in the movie theater and you go outside and it's bright out, all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? Like I just watched a movie. You know that feeling? And then I just couldn't break it. And I just started having the craziest panic attack. I looked at my wife. I'm like, fucking, can you take me home? My mother-in-law was on the floor, like playing with one of my nephews. It was a baby. Maybe it might've been my kid. And I like stepped over her like fucking Allen Iverson stepped over that guy in the and I made my wife drive me home. Any Klonopin that stuck on my tongue, I shook the bottle. I was like, just get it. Whatever one hits my face, that's what I need. And all I remember is I had to take a shit. So I ran upstairs to the toilet, sat on the toilet, started shitting, and I yelled to my wife. And I was wondering if I was in virtual reality doing that. That's how fucking crazy my mind went to the opposite side of the fucking universe because I put the VR helmet. I yelled to my wife to make sure I wasn't shitting on the dining room floor. That's the second worst panic attack I ever had.
It's tough to come back from that. Like, yeah, that's
what I mean from a family point of view. Like, they're very my in-laws are very forgiving when it comes to my panic attack ability. I mean, I think that they were really concerned for me. They were caring people, whereas my family were like, what are you doing? Are you gonna kill yourself? Get it over with.
Well, the best Dom had Bell's palsy, and your dad just looked at him and goes, "Oh, would you fix your face already?" He's like, "Well, hey, listen, it's kind of a
as a Bell's palsy survivor, I can tell you this: it's no fun having Bell's palsy, but." The last thing you want to do is be ridiculed for having Bell's palsy. Because there's literally, you don't even know how you got it.
It's a life choice.
You don't even know how it happened. It's not like you, were doing drugs or something. You just woke up one day and half your face didn't work. And, you got to take horse pills for 2 weeks. When I got Bell's palsy, I was such an idiot. Whatever. I was like a sophomore in high school. I was sleeping on my friend's floor. I woke up and my face just didn't work. And my friends were fucking delusional too, so there was like didn't even say anything to me. We had football practice, double sessions, so my mom picks me up to go to double sessions, which like started at like 7 a.m so I'm like 14, right? So I'm sitting in the passenger seat and my right side of my face just doesn't work, but the left side looks completely fine. No, you can't even tell anything's going on. So my mom's like talking to me like nothing's going on, and I'm like, Ma, something's wrong with my face. Like I was trying to eat corn on the cob earlier, and it's like I can't lift my mouth. And I go look at her, and she, like, you see the blood rush out of her face like I just had a stroke. And then she starts to convince me that I had a stroke. So I was like, oh, fuck. But I was so scared of my football coach. This is the way that high school football should be still. I was so scared of my football coach that I was like, no, I have to go to double sessions.
There is an edge that has to be set.
Yeah. If I don't set the edge, who's going to do it? I've got my suitcase, my lunch pail. I come here with my hard hat on. I'm here to set the edge.
We have 27 points we need to score this year in the entire season.
Listen, we're going to go 2-8 on my fucking watch only, okay? 2-8. You think we're going to compete in that Thanksgiving game without me? I doubt it. So whatever. She dropped me off. I went in, and all the seniors are like, what the fuck's wrong with your face? Like, immediately, like, just destroy, like, what the fuck's that? Like, just calling me Jim Ross. Jim Ross, Jim Ross. Like, oh, what the fuck? And then the coaches called me in the office, like, dude, what's wrong with your face? I was like, I don't know. I woke up like this. They're like, well, obviously you can't practice. And they're like, you got to go to the hospital, dude. Your face doesn't work. I was like, but it's football. Football. I tell you what.
That's the funny thing about, like, back then is, like, they call you into the office. Like, you think, like, all right, like, my coach, you know, they probably know a lot. They're probably looking out for me. You get a little older, and, like, some of the people that they left just, like, be, like, random assistant, like, assistant wide receiver coach. You're like, oh, this guy should be in jail probably. Why is he giving me medical advice?
There was literally a guy on our football coaching staff that got beaten nearly to death with a golf club because he was trying to buy drugs in Everett. He was from Everett, but he was, like, trying to buy drugs or did a nasty drug deal. And he was, like, the nicest guy, and everyone loved him. And everyone's like, do you hear what happened? Like, I won't say his name, but it was obviously an Italian name, as you would imagine. And he was, like, down, and they tried to say that, like, it wasn't, like, mafia or anything like that related or something like that. They were just like, oh, it was a car accident. And they were like, no, we didn't. They beat him to fucking almost nearly to death with a 9-wood. won't see him no more. Won't see him no more. Yeah, just never saw him again, actually. Yeah, I mean, that's the type of stuff we were dealing with. That's why we were 2-8 most times. I'll tell you what, though, we would fucking I seen the Mighty Saugus Agents of this year. We would fucking beat them by 70. I'll tell you that right now.
Not good.
No, not good. They play weak teams too. This is so inside. I mean, they play like fucking Linfield. I mean, I couldn't even imagine you put Linfield on the same field as me in fucking 2003. It would have been a bloodbath.
No, with you benching, you know.
Oh, kid, I was putting up
205.
I was weighing 195, repping 305. At 195, and as a wrestler. I mean, by the way, I will say this. This is, again, ultra inside, but this is Saugus Community 101. Like, Saugus High has a long and distinguished average, you know, sports fucking roster. You know, there's probably been like 20 really elite athletes in the 500 years the high school's been open. And they have a Hall of Fame. And, you know, they used to be a lot bigger in the old school. They built a new school. And there's, like, you know, I don't even know if they have pictures anymore. But they started, like, like, enshrining people in the Hall of Fame. And, like, every single person as getting in is from, like, the years that I was in high school, so I know all of them. And I'm like, these guys weren't that good at sports. What's going on here? Like, there's married couples going in at the same time. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I was
I got in.
Who's that? Yeah.
Well, I get a little inside tip on this situation.
No, I know it. So it's a little.
Dad has been a longtime committee member.
I'm sure he is. Isn't he in the hall? Don't know.
He might. I wouldn't be surprised. They had some championship level teams there for a while.
Yeah, you don't know if your dad's in the Hall of Fame. That's fucking. What kind of?
I think he is. I don't know. I just said
if my dad was in the Hall of Fame, I'd have his jacket or whatever pin. Maybe they give him something. I don't even know.
I just told him that if he don't even dare put me in the Hall of Fame. Oh, I just can't be.
So I was talking. I was at a Halloween party a week ago, and I saw one of the kids that I know from my grade that's went in the Hall of Fame. Him and his wife are going in. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I know what the deal is, clearly. I know what's going on here. They're like, oh, you just got to write this lady who I know. And she's like, it's her last year. So she was putting in a lot of the people she knew. Every single person I knew. I was like, how do you get into the Hall of Fame 20 years later? I was like, who has, like nobody has your stats. What the fuck are you doing? Like, should we just supposed to just remember? He's like, just write a letter. I was like, write a letter? I want to write a letter to my own candidacy. So everyone's annoyed with it. And I was like,
you want me to?
No, now I just want me to write a letter. Hall of Fame next year. Yeah,
they'll be like, I can get you in.
They'll be like, what sport did he play? So I was like, doesn't matter. I was a wrestler. I told my friend. He was like, I was a wrestler. I was the captain. People forget that. He was like, do you win any matches? I said, there was some. I won some of them. I would say I won half throughout my high school career. If I was being proper, I'd say I won half of my matches. Is that Hall of Fame?
Just make up your stats.
I could also like
undefeated, like pinning so many pins.
You deserve like a lifetime achievement. Like, I don't think anyone supported the Sachems harder.
That's true. And also, like, the sheer fact that I would go to high school with Ringworm should be Hall of Fame worthy. Like, I was willing to be on a sports team with eight, just guys that no girls were ever interested in. including myself, do disgusting shit, like roll around and just sweat, fucking never gain weight in the su- in the fall, never be able to eat or have fun, just torture myself for 4 winters, and get ringworm and have no girl want to talk to you, and then, you know, just go ahead and do that. That's Hall of Fame level Saga Sachem in my book. And I was the captain, so come on, let's face it. That will be actually my opening paragraph. The end is, I was not good, but, I mean, I'm a sachem. I have still have my Letterman jacket from 25 years ago, so that's something to be said.
Also, here. Like, I mean, what are you at, like 25 straight Thanksgiving day games?
No, I haven't gone to
25. Maybe more?
I haven't gone to an away Thanksgiving game since I played in it, so I do go to home games, though.
That's not true.
I went when you played.
And we beat
the last one. And they won, yeah. And we beat the Peabody Tanners, and it was probably the most elite day of my life. Because that was the first time they won in fucking like 35 years, so I loved it. But, I mean, the Peabody Tanners aren't quite like they used to be.
Now, are we going to get into this team or what?
What, the Patriots? I thought we were talking Patriots. I don't even know anymore.
I don't really, I mean, I think the only thing I really see, like, Drake May is obviously good, and like, our coach doesn't understand wind.
Insane. Is there?
That's wild.
First of all, I didn't understand. So I was, full disclosure, it was my 12th anniversary on Sunday. So I was at a sports bar watching him with my wife doing shots. And so I didn't have the audio so much. So I didn't know about the wind and all that until after. But I was just like, that last play Drake May made, I was like, that's a winning fucking play. This fucking kid is a winner. He's got no help around him. He's doing this all himself. It reminded me of like young Cam Newton with nobody around him, just running around for dear life, making plays when he can. And then just to kick into the wind is the most insane thing I've ever seen by any, like, to have no, like, just, I don't need, that's like 101 football. Like, I learned that playing, like, 6 years old, out in the, like, the yard, even if it didn't matter, I had my hutch football, you'd pick the grass up and throw it up in the air. Like, I remember seeing that when I was a kid, and I asked my dad what that was. I was like, oh, he's checking the wind. So that's what, I just remember that forever. Like, you know that the wind is a problem. Fucking Bill Belichick would check the wind in a Super Bowl in a dome. He was making sure that the roof was closed in a dome before kickoff because of a wind factor. And he, you know, I retweeted a bunch of the things. Like there was like literally earlier this year, Devin McCourty told a story about the wind change at Gillette Stadium, like over by where the lighthouse is. He's like, listen, you gotta understand that the wind affects, the wind current over here by the tower is a little bit different than over here. So somebody throws over here, it's gonna fall right in your lap. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about, wind? And he's like, sure enough, Chad Pennington threw the ball up. I turned around and hit me right in the chest. I was like, this is the type of level we're dealing with here. I mean, Gerard Mayo fucking has no idea that you have to fucking kick like with the wind so you can defend, and you know, with them going against the wind. I mean, that's 101 overtime football. I don't get it.
I didn't know that was like, because some people are like, all right, it's a learning moment. It's like,
learning moment.
Where do we start with the coin toss? All right, exactly. So this side's heads and this side's tails. You have to choose one.
I know. No, actually, defense tackles, not offense. That's, I mean, where do you start? You don't know that wind affects the earth? I mean, it's literally like, I mean, that's almost like a take. You know how like in the beginning of the season, there was like, take him to the hill. Like that was like trying to be a tough guy moment. Like, fuck it, we'll go against the wind. You're a fucking idiot. Like that is, he's just a fucking, literally a scarecrow that sits. When is he coaching? When?
And yeah,
we'll take the wind is like a famous Patriots statement.
I mean, lick your finger and put it in the air. It's simple. Like, I didn't know wind was, I didn't know this was ever a thing.
Not that I think that, like, honestly, like, he threw it into the wind, but I mean, that ball is intercepted in fucking with Hurricane Sandy at his back. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that was right to him. The guy, he just didn't see the safety coming back. But either way, like, you let them waltz down the field with zero. The defense is literally just, like, kind of there. They're making no plays whatsoever.
I mean, it was Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
And they allowed you, how do you not, like,
to come
this
down?
This is one of those old school games where, like, Belichick's winning this game with just 9 guys in the box. And not allowing Tony Pollard to rush for 120 yards. Like, the game plan was just horrendous.
It's constantly like that, though. They don't They don't know how to prepare for a team. They're overstaffed and so inexperienced that you have to hope that Drake May can continue to show how good he is so that you can lure some good coaches here. Like, literally, that's what it has to be. Alex Van Pelt doesn't know what he's doing. Like, there was graphs that came out that show how open DeMario Douglas gets. Like, he's like in the top 0.001% in the league and how fast he gets open. Like, he was in like the worst possible spot. So it was like he gets open the fastest but has like the least production because he doesn't get the ball because Alex Van Pelt doesn't throw him the ball. And then there was like Jalen Polk, who doesn't get open at all and has even worse production. He's ranked literally dead last in the NFL in wide receivers. And that's also an Alex Van Pelt problem. You know, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just not running routes, you know, with any spacing. They don't use their best playmaker at all. You know, they're just hoping Drake May does magical shit. And he did in this game. I mean, that 11-second throw at the end of the game was one of the more exciting Patriots things of the last 5 years. So just to get to overtime with a bad also, Titans team.
His rushing was, I mean, he probably rushed for like 100.
It was almost 100 yards, right?
Yeah, but it felt like it was like 160 because he had like three or four rushes that were like 20 yards, like a call back. The penalties were outrageous this game.
Yeah, they were. I mean, at some point they got to reel these refs in. I mean, it's getting a little fucking ridiculous. And I want to say that like the whole league fucking sucks. I watched the Chiefs. I'm like, they're not even good. Patrick Mahomes is the worst I've seen him in his entire career. He's throwing like one touchdown a game, 108, like 130 yards. He had a decent game this week, but like, you know, he wins when he has to, but he's barely putting up any production whatsoever. Travis Kelce's done. I mean, they're using a fucking corpse of DeAndre Hopkins, and they're 8-0. Everybody else is bad. Like, there's literally no good teams, and this all comes down to, like, I mean, I'll say it. It's basically like the government. They're just weakened. They've weakened the fucking NFL with this fucking over-governmenting. The over-government of the NFL where you can't practice, you can't fucking, like, see each other for, like, 8 months. You can't talk. You can't throw. You can't put on fucking uppers for fucking July. You have to practice 6 hours a week. You can tackle for 1 hour a week. These defenses don't know what to do. They're lost. The offense is out of sync. Nobody's any good. I mean, I can't even tell you one really good team right now. Like, that's really impressing me. Not one team right now in this NFL would be within 50, I mean, maybe call it 25 to 30 points of any, like, pick one of from 2001 to 2010 Patriots, they'd be within 25 points of that team. Pick any of the teams. Even the 2009 Patriots that were dog shit, that couldn't win on the road, would beat any team in the league right now by 25 points.
Yeah, the tackling is weird in the league. Like, everyone just does like the chop down tackle where they just try to hit you like in the middle of the shin with their helmet, and like you just see guys go flying into the air. It is a lot of clunky offenses. The quarterback play is really bad because now it's just like, all right, everyone just wants to get a top five quarterback, and if you're not top five in the first 4 years, then it's like, all right, well, you're not the guy, and we move on. Yet we don't somehow develop like. These teams aren't developing an offensive line. They're not developing a run game. Like the Patriots, like no offensive line, no run game. And then we just throw Drake May out there and it's like, hey, go win us the game with not that much talent. And you're like, well, what the fuck?
Well, like, it's the whole thing is they don't even – no NFL team has an offense anymore. Like they have the play and then they have, okay, that didn't work. If it, like after 1 second, they're like, bail on that and then run around and just hope somebody gets open. It's literally the best quarterbacks in the league – are fucking Mahomes, Josh Allen, like Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow might be the only quarterback out of them that like throws actual plays. So it's like everybody else is, you know, other than the Chiefs when they do like fucking hootie doo shit, when they fucking like have a fucking bring a tackle in the backfield and they fucking pitch it to him and then throw it back to fucking Travis Kelce, some weird shit. Like they don't do plays. They like They fucking play action. The play breaks down. Patrick Mahomes rolls to the right, finds some random guy wide open, throws it to him 60 yards. Josh Allen does the same thing. It's fucking, there's no, like, nobody plays on time, as they say anymore. There's no two, yeah. There's no three-step and balls out anymore. Like,
well, the teams that do it, the teams that do it are doing it with, like, bad quarterback, like Sam Darnold.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Does that. And Purdy does that. But those quarterbacks aren't good. Like, they're good in the system, but, like, they're not, like, none of the star Purdy quarterbacks
like
a, do that.
They're, like, run and shoot or whatever the fuck they do. Like, he wrote, like, bootlegs to the right. It's all bootleg shit. Like, there's nobody straight drop back passer like a Manning or Brady where they have to get literally at the top of their drop, they have to fucking get the ball out or he's going to get sacked. You know what I mean? It's not, they don't do that shit anymore. It's all fucking
no.
Based on Mahomes, and it's always this, the copycat league, as they say, because he's good at it. So they just hope everybody else is going to be like that. They don't ever try to make the offense, you know, what's good for the quarterback. I mean, now Pat, I mean, Drake May is going to run, I don't know, fucking, he runs 10 times a game. He's going to try and run for 1,000 yards a season every year. He's going to end up getting killed. He's got to throw the ball.
He's were there any trades? Did the Patriots lose anyone?
No, they didn't make any trades, which was fine. I mean, if they couldn't get a tackle, like a develop, not a developmental tackle, they, if they couldn't get like a high-end tackle, I didn't want them to really trade anything. I mean, what were they going to get back for anybody? Like,
they started talking about trading Duggar. It's like, we just signed him. Crazy. And like, why would we trade one of our best maybe our best defensive player?
Yeah, they had that. There were rumors going around they were going to trade him, Godshaw, Bourne. Those were the three big names. And there was like KJ Osborne. But all three of those guys, outside of Bourne, just got multi-year deals this offseason. What are you talking about? You're going to trade two of your best defenders that are young and literally your future cornerstone players for what? A fifth-round draft pick? To do what? Like, you don't even get – like, these guys – like, a lot of people were saying they're going to trade John Jones because he's on an expiring contract and he's getting up in age. But, like, at what point is, like, do you have to – you have to, like, balance leadership and fucking culture in your team. Like, you're just going to hope that comes? Or are you going to keep people that you know have leadership qualities and can play and are good for the culture, like John Jones and Godshaw and Duggar? Or are you going to fucking trade for a fifth-round pick and just try to acquire talent? Basically,
yeah, like, what's the point of getting rid of good guys when you get them?
Exactly. Them. There is no point. It's you got them and you paid them and you have enough money for all of them. So unless you're getting a king's ransom for Kyle Duggar or Devon Godshaw, what's the point? And if you're trading like, and then now you're getting these fucking rumors in their head that like the Patriots want to trade him. I don't even know if they wanted to. They were probably just getting calls. Because I know that they were saying people that were getting calls on Christian Gonzalez. I'll tell you right now, if somebody called for Christian Gonzalez and Elliot Wolf even answered the phone, I'd want him fired. Like the standing fucking for a guy in his second season, the standing fucking offer should be 2 first-round picks without a doubt, maybe more, maybe third, maybe 3 first-round picks for Christian Gonzalez. He's a top five,
especially
corner
when
right
you're
now.
A top corner. Yeah, an impossible position to fill.
He's a top five corner in the league right now, year two, and you like people are calling and you're picking up and answering. I'm like, fuck out of your mind. These are all the people that work in like the fucking, you know, the NFL networks, so not even the NFL networks, but like Josina Anderson and like Diana Rossini, like the girls that like left ESPN and now work like on their own. I know Rossini works.
That just seem to make stuff up a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if they make it up, but like they hear things and just report it. There's no repercussions. You can say, I'm hearing their thing. You know, they're taking call. They'll say they'll just word it like that. They'll be like, oh, the Patriots are taking calls on Christian Gonzalez. Like they're putting out that they're accepting offers for Christian Gonzalez instead of saying like they're just getting phone calls for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm also tired of like sports journalism acting like they're like important in anyone's life. It's like you guys just report on sports. Like, who gives a fuck? Just. Yeah.
You don't see me puffing and puffing.
No, we're not on a high horse.
No.
We just spit the facts.
I've been doing this damn near 10 years and I've got, you know, multiple George Washingtons in the bank. Talked to like two that could be friends at least. And you know, I got a couple friends out of it. That's all I really cared about.
I mean,
talking shit with the boys. Like, is that such a fucking crime?
Couple houses.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying that the houses are Malcolm Go money.
Yeah. Do you think that's coming out? Is that coming out?
There's some co-hosts that are wondering what's going on with some of these funds.
Kid looking a little extra liquid these days. I'll show you the receipts. Don't let the government get it. Don't let the government understand that I'm getting like upwards of $2.50 every 6 months from the old.
We ads. Saw that. These we ads saw that, Sana.
What are the ads anyway? I never even listened to the podcast. After I post it, it's eliminated from my brain. But I don't even know what the ads. They could be for fucking dick hardening pills. They could be for anything. They could be for abortion. You know, I have no idea.
Do you guys know about KP's other account? He just reposts himself on the podcast with just his voice clips.
What?
You guys haven't seen this account?
Is this a real thing?
He just it's just him. Just reposting like, oh, wow, KP had another great one this week. It's his burner just posting.
Is this a real thing? He's getting kicked off the podcast. Please tell me it's true. Are you joking? Oh, you are joking. Thank God. I was about to cry in Texas. It's absolutely conceivable. Kid's got a ton of time on his hands. I mean, he's running up fucking shadow bans on the Malcolm Go Pod Twitter. I don't even know what he's doing. Like, I'm getting like emails that like my tweets aren't getting to certain, like they're like what do they call it, they like lower the view of certain tweets. I'm like, what the fuck did I tweet? It'd be like 3 in the morning and I'll look and it's like something he says to like call people fags. I'm like, come on, what are you doing? Like, can you please calm down? Some of us have real jobs.
He's not even working right now. He's back home.
He's in South Carolina right now ganging it up.
Yeah, he's driving yesterday. I think he got back today.
Fucking cowboy. I mean, what is he fucking, just shirks all responsibilities? He's got nothing to do and he's fucking can't even be on the pod.
He finished all his shit. He's done. He finished like a month before his class. So
I don't know what that means. I mean, I don't understand how you get to leave early and come back. Like, what is this, fucking junior college?
Because he had all the flight hours from when he came up to Saugus.
Oh, yeah. We just have the fakest military ever at this point.
Yeah, that's what it really is.
I mean, I kind of want to join the Space Force. I don't know what they're doing, but I want to get like accolades, and I'd like to steal some valor if I could. So
I had a cousin in the military who had more. He was home more than I was. Like I worked a full time job, and he would be at like he would be, just be around with no work all the time. I'm like, you're currently enlisted. Like,
you gotta salute me when you come in the house. Like, don't worry about it, man. They'll call me when they need me.
That's exactly what it was that, dude. He's like, well, they're not gonna fire me. Yeah. They need me. And I was like, what?
Haven't you seen the commercial?
We can just have
the few, the proud. Oh, that's fun. I mean, no, I could again, you can't take anxiety medicine in the military. I'd join up. I'd fucking be in the Space Force, fly around fucking rockets, be on one of those Tesla rockets pretty soon.
I'm sure you can take anxiety medication in the military now.
A week of a military.
Yeah, I'm sure it's required.
If they started letting me take fucking Zoloft and my trip to Mars, then we'd be good. If I can Klonopin up all the way to Mars for the full flight, we'd be good, man. I'll get out on that red planet. I'll fucking live there. As long as they flip a farm. They get a Walgreens up there, we're good, kid. Well, I'll be fucking... I'm ready to fucking build on Mars. Me and Elon. Whatever we need to do. Get the Patriots games up there.
Couple
we need some nice... some nice stone walkways.
Yeah, I'll do some serious masonry up there. We'll get masonry done, and then we'll build a Walgreens or a CVS so I can get like tons of water, Quest bars,
more Xanax,
Klonopin, obviously, yeah, soap, and then
think about how much you could bench.
Like, I'd be ripping.
You'd be benching like $2,000 pounds.
Who knows what gravity is up there? It might be heavy. I don't know if it's heavier. I'm fucking stupid, so who knows? Is there water? What do we got up here? What do we have? Is that the snake?
Nothing important.
No. Just a man dragging a woman down the street. I don't know. I would have. How long is the flight to Mars? Could be 6 minutes. Uh-huh. Could be 6 hours. Could be 600 years to me. I have no idea.
Where I am on science. It's a long way. It's like fucking. I think it takes a year to get there.
A year?
A year?
I think it takes a year for the rovers to get out there.
Length? Wow. I thought it was just past California.
I could be incredibly wrong on that.
Well, no, I had close. Like, a rule of thumb is the transfer to Mars takes around as long as the human period of gestation. Approximately 9 months. I don't know why they made it like that. That's fucking weird.
I thought it was like when you fly west, where it's like, I thought it was like, you know, it's like 6 hours there, but it's five and a half when you come back because of the wind.
I think it takes, what, like 4 or 5 days to get to the moon?
Something like that. I don't know. Fucking, they did the Apollo 13 pretty quick. It was like an hour and a half movie. But the, how long, it says nine months, according to space.com, which has got to be, you know, I mean, that's got to be the paper of record, I would imagine, for trips to Mars, space.com. But it also says here on just like with everything on the internet, people argue. So like Reddit has r-space. And it says, with our current tech, we can fly to Mars in 90 days. That sounds good. I can do 90 days. I mean.
You know, there's Boeing sent up some people up there.
Yeah, I could trust them. They can't even fly to Jacksonville. The fuck, I'm going to go to Mars with them. Blowing up fucking planes. Let me know.
Amtrak's are going to do a train to
take the fucking Fung Wah bus up there.
Yeah, these guys are just like stuck up there waiting for Elon to come get them.
Yeah, they need Elon to come save them. That's fine. Man of the people.
They keep saying that.
Oh, here we go. We're on. Every time that comes on, it's fucking Vince has got to put somebody down. Every time you hear a bell ring, Vince puts down a perp.
They keep saying that, like, I don't know what we were just talking about. Oh, that they're stuck up there, but, like, isn't that their job to just be up there? I never understood that.
Yeah, it's their job, but, like,
they were supposed to come home, like,
months ago.
3 months ago.
Yeah, so, like, they have limited amount of food, right? So, like, they have to be resupplied with shit every so often, and I don't think that's ever happened. So they're just up there, like, rationing their fucking chickpeas, whatever they're eating.
I always picture the space station, like, in Armageddon, because it's like, that thing is, like, we put that up there, like, 30 years ago. There's no way that the thing could still be working correctly.
Fucking still working on Atari.
They're shutting it down soon, I think.
I mean, yeah, it has to be a piece of junk.
Can we talk about what they do up there? Because I have no idea.
Just study shit. I don't know.
Float around. What else is there to know? I mean, you're floating around, like a mile away from Earth. I mean, you haven't you seen it all already?
Well, it's tough because you can't really see the edge of the flatness.
That's true. Once you get to the top and you have to pretend that it's round, that's where it gets really tough to confuse them. I did the one, like, as most Black Mirror episodes I don't like because it's just like too like pedophile. I did like the one. This, I think it was Black Mirror. It was Josh Hartnett and somebody else
that was
famous.
Fucking wild.
Yeah, that was a good one when they both lived in the space station, but like they were able to like buzz down to real life. Like that, I forget which one of them was. I forget. Whatever. One of them was like their real body, and one of them was their fake body. And I assume their real bodies were up in the fucking. I forget now, but whatever. They lived up.
Yeah,
the
real bodies were up in space.
In space, and then like they would zoom down with fucking, and they would take their vacations, and they would just feel like they were down on Earth. And then he just got obsessed with the wife, right? And he killed the wife. That was a pretty good.
Well, his family got killed, and then he was like, "Yo, let me go down there in your body just to like get back down there."
His family died, got killed by like a rapist, murderers or whatever. So then he was up in space. So then he came down, right? Took the body, fell in love with the other guy's wife, and it was Ryan Phillippe, right? Yeah, and then and Josh Hartnett, he fell in love with Ryan Phillippe's wife, and then she wouldn't do him, so he murdered her, and then sent Ryan Phillippe down. Crazy. This, that was probably one of my favorite episodes. A little fucking wild, but that's what I picture.
It was dark.
That's what I picture all space stations are like.
Yeah,
murdering wives and killing.
That checks out.
Yeah, definitely. What else could they do in space? Honestly, read fucking the Sable issue from Playboy. I don't know what the fuck else you're doing. Like, can you send me up a couple Maxims from '97?
Anyway, who do we got this week?
Listen, we got a big game against Chicago. Like to show up, get a little Brady Manning fucking style rivalry going with same year rookie quarterbacks? Like a, I mean, right now it just seems like Jaden Daniels is far and away the best of the draftees. He's got the fucking Washington Commanders in contention already. Chicago Bears have a coaching problem. So, I mean, they're still a good defense, and they have a lot of fucking weapons on offense. Like, I don't even know how they're not competing with this Roma Dunze. They got fucking Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. I mean, they're pretty fucking stacked. Cole Kmet. I don't know if Caleb Williams is doing well or if he's not. I haven't really followed him at all. I know they blow a lot of games. Like, they blew that Hail Mary against the Commanders 2 weeks ago. The guy was just, like, taunting the fans and didn't turn around.
And they had a – I think they – didn't one of the guys drop the ball running in the end zone?
No, one of the Jets did that last week.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a fucking absolute moron's behavior. How are
you? I just
not
can't
in the
believe
NFL?
It still happens.
If you're in the NFL and you don't carry the ball to like the back line, I don't even know what you're doing. Like the celebration can't be that electric to be like that. You need to drop the ball before you even enter the end zone. How excited are you? That you know you don't know that you have to pass the fucking end zone for get to the paint in the fucking in the end zone and then start fucking doing popping and locking. I don't need to fucking you don't need to do it before you get there. You know Deion Sanders. At least he carried the ball into the end zone. I gotta say, my gas right now is beyond belief. The kid had Chipotle for lunch. I'm ruining the basement right now. I'm ruining Malcolm Go Studios. You guys hear that? You can't leave the studio.
Another strong
that reverberated off my metal chair.
That wasn't even you didn't like move the microphone.
I didn't
that
move
was
the
just...
mic. I told you. Huh. I'm my son's down here. He's over there on the
Sonny's just eating it.
He's fucking on death's door right now. Kid feeding into his face. It's awful. It's the fucking double chicken bowl. What are you gonna do though? You know, you gotta have it. You can't not.
By the way, are we going to the Rams game?
Rams. We're into the Rams, and that's the last one until maybe ever. But that's the last one until at least the last two, which I'm trying to currently get rid of because I don't want to be cold and watch the team stink.
I might be in for the Rams game.
Yes, well, I'd love that. We need to roll down en masse. Might be the
last. Yeah, we're gonna Sunday. I'm gonna look at tickets and just try to maybe buy one.
Roll in with the boys. We can go. Yeah, deep. I'd love to get. You know, what I'd love to do this weekend. Go see the Cuse play Boston College Saturday.
I got a ticket for you if you want it. You go, Chuck and the Duke.
Definitely not going solo. I mean, you should definitely come, or other people should come with me, so we can watch Syracuse underperform as usual. They'll be like 3-point favorites and lose by 17. That's kind of how they always are.
The Duke has season tickets, and my Uncle Chuck's a huge
Cuse man.
Huge Cuse fan, so.
Good for him. Who's got? How do you get season tickets? How much are season tickets at Boston College? $75?
He's had them forever. Football, basketball, for probably 50 years now.
Even basketball?
So he used to have the great parking pass and tailgate right outside the garage right there.
Yeah.
And he did it for so long that eventually, at one point, he knew the kicker, and they bring the marching band like from down the street into the stadium. The kicker grabbed him, put him in front of the marching band, and gave him a stick. He brought the band into the stadium. He's just on the sidelines. At one point, they're like, "What are you doing here, sir?" They're like, "I don't know.
I'm the conductor."
Yeah, I'm part of the band.
Obviously, you don't know. Sir, you've got a baton and a Miller Lite. I don't know what you're talking about. Boston College, that stadium is fucking for shit. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, that's no bigger than a Texas high school stadium.
I don't think it's bad. It's not bad for the
It's team. Not bad for
It's exactly what they deserve.
Yeah, it's an awesome, like to get, like a good college football team up there, it's, like, awesome. Because, like, if you, like, if LSU went to play at Boston College, you'd be like, oh, this is sick. Like, you're seeing an awesome college team, an SEC team, when there's, like, 12,000 people around you. You can, like, basically fucking on the field. It's pretty awesome. Like, because, you know, half of those guys, a lot of those guys can go to the NFL, and they're, like, good enough players that you're excited to watch them. But, like, that terrible stadium. But
You should see UMass. It's unbelievable.
UMass is like a prison. I actually watched a video that came out like this summer It was like, because UMass got put in the MAC, right? So like this guy, I don't know, he's a fucking weirdo, but he like, he's obsessed with the MAC and just travels to like MAC stadiums in the off season. And he travels.
He goes everywhere. I watched him.
Have you watched it? He went to UMass. Yeah. Like, this is the worst stadium in the NCAA. I can't believe these guys are in the MAC. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. It's fucking UMass. Who are they playing? Kent State? How much better can Kent State Stadium be?
No, they play an they play like an SEC team once a year. They get their fucking shit pushed in.
Yeah, they played Mississippi State last week, right? They get their their shit pushed in, but they have a, you know, and they're building. I mean, they'll be better than Syracuse in like 2 years.
Cuse is on the ups.
Sunny. Yeah, they're on the. I mean, they had a good win last week. I mean, but this is typical. This is typical. They're like, now they're 6-2, and then they'll end up 6-6. I mean, that's classic. I mean, they'll start like they had a couple of seasons where they were like 8-0 and then just end, or like 6-0 and started and then beat like Clemson and then just ended up 6-6 anyway. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it changes. I don't have a lot of high hopes for Fran Brown and his Syracuse Orange in his first year beating Bill O'Brien. I don't know if their quarterback still hurt at BC though, so that might be something.
He was pretty good, but
he's Greek.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know this
black. He's got a Greek name. That's something. He's like fucking. He's like fucking. What's his name from the Milwaukee?
I don't know about. I was like, the Titans are awful.
Yes,
we can't beat the Titans. We can't.
The Titans might be the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I would reserve that for us, but certainly, yeah, I mean. Carolina beat the Saints. The Saints seem to be terrible. They fired their coach after it.
Carolina's bad.
New Orleans beat Dallas and somebody else and then just went on a tear of losing like 9 straight. They fired their coach. They lost to Carolina. I mean, I don't know what happened to New Orleans.
Also,
all their teams, their players mutinied.
I think Bryce Young is kind of good.
Not good.
I think that Carolina is the worst franchise maybe ever to get drafted to. Yeah. With the worst coaches and the worst talent around him. And he's like, I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going to end up losing him and he'll probably be decent. Kind of like what Sam Darnold did. Like, literally, they had who'd they have? They had Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and somebody else, like a rookie or something. And
they went downhill when they got rid of Riverboat.
Yeah. I mean, he would at least made them somewhat normal. And Luke Kuechly retired young. That didn't help.
These have Julius Peppers flying around.
Yeah, I mean, now you're talking fucking early 2000s all the time.
Was that his first team or his second team?
That was his first team. He was the number one overall pick.
So they had another DN that was really good. I don't know.
They were stacked like 2003 when they played the Patriots. Their defense was stacked.
They went to 2 Super Bowls, right?
No, 1. No, well, they did go to 2. They won one with Cam, but they went to the one against the Patriots with, what's his name? Jake Delhomme.
Yeah.
Deshaun Foster, Jake Delhomme, Steve Smith, young Steve Smith, and Mohsin Muhammad.
That was another one. Like, I'm like, how did that game come down to a field goal?
How about nobody scored in the first half till like the last minute? And then it never stopped scoring. I mean, everyone was throwing bombs. Jake Delhomme threw for like 400 yards on a defense that was elite. Brady was cooking. Deion Branch owning. I mean, that was a good Super Bowl. It was a little fucking nervous. The Patriots, like, didn't trail that year for, like, 18 weeks. They literally, like, it was, like, week 2 was the last time they trailed before the Super Bowl in that game. It was crazy. And they were trailing in, like, the last five minutes of the Super Bowl.
It's like the Rams Super Bowl was, like, my favorite one because it was, like, I never felt nervous.
Yeah. It was a weird one. I mean, they were just dominating hard.
It's like the ugliest one, but
yeah, I mean, for the outsiders, I for one respect a defensive Super Bowl. I like a nice edge set, a dominating mental performance from Coach Bill Belichick, checking the wind in the dome, and you know,
it was clean, just clean,
clean football. You know, one great pass to Gronk, Sony Michel fucking pounds it in. See you later. Interception by Gilmore. I don't know. Well, we got the Chicago Bears this week. I thought I had the Patriots big last week. Didn't turn out that way. I liked our odds. I mean, they moved the ball fine on offense and most times when they're not fucking everything up. But, you know, Drake May is literally the catalyst, the only way that they're moving the ball. I don't know. It's probably going to be cold in Chicago. I don't have a ton of trust
And Chicago's down bad right now.
This feels like it just blitz the rookie quarterback like crazy. Our secondary is pretty good. We should be able to match up. Like, the defense should be able to make plays, but none of that's going
to
happen.
No. Like, they have no idea how to game plan anymore. They lost all ability to do that. Like, there's literally no direction from the top, which is the main problem. Literally, Scarecrow Gerard is just standing there.
I was watching that show, Bill Belichick and Peyton. It's like, the amount of shit this guy has forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to, like...
Dude, he was a fucking head coach in the NFL when Gerard Mayo was born. Okay, like that's literally what he was fucking, or maybe like 3 years after Gerard Mayo was born, because he's a little bit older than fucking you'd think. But he's my age, and I think he was a head coach in like 92, so that made him like 7. And he was coaching for 25 years before that. And Gerard Mayo gets to be an intern at like a fucking finance company, and then be a head coach 3 years later. That's the way fucking the world works now. I like
thanks a lot.
I mean, go from a fucking 15 dollars an hour job to fucking $2 million a year, you know, not bad if you can get it. And then just hire 75,000 coaches to take the heat off you. Just blame the last guy.
It's not very efficient.
No, it's not. I mean, okay, you take care of it. Gerard, who are you talking on those headphones? I bet they're not even plugged in. They're probably not even plugged. His headphones are off. They're shut off. Probably, or he's listening to fucking Future. Or something, you know.
Listen to Charlemagne. Yeah,
he does have like Rashay Caldwell vibes. Is that his name? Yeah. No, who is the Detroit peace, coach?
Rashay Caldwell?
No. Who is the Detroit coach that would just stare? Remember?
Oh,
Detroit. The black guy?
Detroit guy. Oh, I think he might have went
the Colts
16.
Coach too. Yeah.
Caldwell. Yeah, he's the Colts. He would just.
Jim what Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell. Yeah, he would just stare. And Mayo does that a lot of times. So he's just standing staring. Like, every single time he's on the sidelines, he's never talking to anyone. He's not doing anything. He's just staring.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, he just will not be stop talking about the wind.
Yeah. Like, the wind's going left. He's like, yeah, I got a northeasterly wind. It's probably a northeaster. You could tell, by the way, that the cumulus clouds are coming in. What, Gerard?
What's funny, too, is he's going to make a joke about it in, like, a week and be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, luckily we got the wind right on this one. It's like... Yeah, dude, it's not really that funny. You got it wrong.
Lost to a dog shit team on the road with a chance to win, and you're good players because you fucking don't know that you're not supposed to kick into the wind.
Yeah, let's just laugh about how dumb we are, because that's fun.
How embarrassing it is right now. But good. Luckily, we got Patriots windbreakers. The aura is great. The vibes, we're here for vibes. It was like, you know, Kamala's. Basically her entire campaign was just based on dope ass vibes and aura, not actual anything, not knowledge of the team. So yeah, I mean, I don't like the Patriots in this game whatsoever. I mean, I just don't. I think Chicago's defense is much better than, you know, people give it credit for, and then their offense is fine enough. And Caleb Williams is going to run around and probably embarrass some of our guys. So I got the Bears like. Unless the Bears implode, which is always possible because their coaching staff sucks, but I would say Bears 24, Patriots 14.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually in the same exact ballpark. Like, I was, yeah, I just don't, there's just not a lot. There's not a lot on offense. Like, I don't know. The run game, how does Ramondre rush for 16 yards last game?
Was that last game? Or was that the week before? 10 for 16.
10 carries on 16.
10%, but he had 2 touchdowns because he got one at the 1 yard line and then he threw the ball, right?
So he
did have a decent little fantasy day. Anyway, I gotta take one of them dumps. So yeah, I mean, let's see. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at Brady Disciple. Just watch out for Malcolm GoPod on Twitter. We don't know what the fuck that kid's tweeting nowadays. Just be careful. Don't let your children see it.
We're not necessarily associated with the Malcolm Go podcast.
I know. He's commandeered my account, and he fucking no longer even joins the podcast or gives us notice that he's not going to be here.
It's just the snake and Malcolm Go liking each other's comments.
It really is. That's fine.
I went after like a 3-year-old online yesterday.
I saw that. I wasn't proud. I'm going to be honest. The snake didn't make me proud with that one, but you got to do what you got to do. He's dead. And they broke off. That's what happens, though. Hey, listen. We can't tell the story about how the snake goes after little babies. And it was a little kid, by the way. I did see it. I was not happy with my friend, but you got to let him do what he's going to do. That's what the snake does. He sizzles his way or, you know, does stuff like that. So anyway, patreon.com/MalcolmGoPod, discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Follow us everywhere. All right. Well, go eat some Chipotle. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.